President Bush yesterday began to lay out his priorities for the new Republican-controlled Congress in his first news conference in 5 months, 2 days after his party's strong showing in the midterm elections. The president said he has a laundry list of things to get done. During a 45-minute session with reporters, the president also said that if he seeks re-election in 2 years, Vice President Cheney will be his running mate. And the president said fixing the economy is a priority. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Still basking in the glow of Republican victories earlier in the week, the president talked about what will be different now that his party controls the White House, the House of Representatives, and the United States Senate. He said the very first item that needs to be addressed is the creation of a new Department of Homeland Security. Legislation to do that has passed the House but stalled in the Senate, where Democrats take issue with Mr. Bush's demand for flexibility in hiring, firing, and promoting department employees. Now it seems the president has the votes to get what he wants, and he called on the lame duck session of Congress to get it done when it begins meeting next week.
The election may be over, but a terrorist threat is still real. The Senate must pass a bill that will strengthen our ability to protect the American people. And they must pass a bill that preserves the authority every president since John Kennedy has had to act in the interests of national security.
The president was asked about his economic agenda and if he plans to shake up his much-criticized economic team. He didn't address the question directly, but did say he thinks they've worked hard and accomplished a lot under difficult circumstances. As for his plans to fix a still-struggling economy, he offered no new ideas, but did repeat an old one, making the tax cuts enacted last year permanent.
Strongly believe the tax relief was the right thing to do. If people are really interested in job creation, they ought to join me in my call to make the tax cuts permanent. It's an important part of sending a signal that there is certainty in the tax code, that all the benefits from tax relief don't go away after 10 years.
The president also looks forward to the new Congress being much kinder to his judicial nominees. One political analyst said this week it will look like an assembly line, as Democrats, no longer in control of the Judiciary Committee, find it much harder to block appointments they don't like. Mr. Bush has two names voted down by Democrats in committee, Judge Charles Pickering of Mississippi and Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen, may be resurrected.
They just weren't ever, their names were never let to the floor for a vote. By the way, if they had been let to the floor for a vote, we believe they had won the vote. And perhaps the reason that's why they were never let to the floor for a vote. But so I hope that Judiciary Committee will let their names out and they get a fair hearing.
On Iraq, the president has seemed impatient in recent weeks as the United Nations debated and discussed a proposed resolution by the U.S. calling for Iraq to disarm or face military action if it doesn't. The U.S. has negotiated intensely with Russia and France, but yesterday the president expressed optimism. The president was asked about the risks associated with attacking Iraq. He said the greater risk comes from inaction.
And obviously I weighed all the consequences about all the differences. Hopefully we can do this peacefully. Don't get me wrong. And if the world were to collectively come together to do so and to put pressure on Saddam Hussein and convince him to disarm, there's a chance he may decide to do that.
Still, with all respect to international opinion, the president again made it clear that he's prepared to do what is necessary to force Iraq to disarm. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.